And now for something completely different.
Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Here I come to save the day.
SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to SEP. This time around, loose ends, this and that's. Hashtag, hey, tidy up around here already. Sears and Roebuck store closing in Dover, Delaware. The answer to what's happening to all our stores requires another question. When is the last time you shopped at Walmart, Target, a big box, or online anywhere? And there you go.
My mama told me you better shop around.
Hashtag sympathy, not the same as support. U.S. Postal Service has announced the coming of a scratch-and-sniff stamp. If it's a hit, some current stamps will be redone. The JFK will smell like an eternal flame. The Maryland will smell like JFK. And the Elvis will smell like cheeseburgers, peanut butter, bananas, and the inside of a cardiac care unit in the ER. Hashtag...
Return the sender. Return the sender.
Checking out the commercials for the new Mama June show coming, thinking to myself, not so hot. Hashtag Google Newton Minna.
Afraid it's all been wasted time.
SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
I didn't watch American Idol this year. I don't really care much for the whole horse race concept of those shows in the first place. That said, I have watched and listened two or three times to Maddie Poppy, and while I assume she's a nice kid, her talent reminds me of literally hundreds of singers I've known and met through the years via my days in Nashville. Singers who were charitably okay vocalists, but possessed nothing in the way of the sparkle pop and you just know it when you hear it quality of those who were destined to make a success out of a singing career. What occurs is that if Ms. Poppy, having made it to the top of the show, is representative of what now constitutes star-level ability, then that bar, like so many others in contemporary culture, be it art, sport, and most especially politics, has been historically lowered. And the point here isn't to diss, slam, or throw shade on Maddie Poppy. It's simply to offer that everything in our lives that our complicity in atrophy allows lessens all of us as a culture, as a society, and as a nation. Yeah, it's only a singing contest. What's the big deal? Yeah, it's only a little bit of a fever. It's only a little bit of a chest pain. It's only a little bit of a lump. What's the big deal? Hashtag, symptoms offer fair warning. NFL announces a rule that will penalize players who do not stand for the national anthem and choose to protest racism by kneeling. Mike Pence just tweeted, "Winning," upon this news. When it comes to keeping people distracted from the ongoing effort to deny people the right to protest, from corruption and criminal activity, from the intention to convert a free nation into an ultra-right-wing authoritarian regime, nothing does a better job of blinding people than a big old American flag being flapped in their face.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag.
It is the right to do things that offend some people that allows us, all of us, to enjoy all the other rights we enjoy. But I know you can't hear or see that. There's a big old American flag being flapped in your face.
Every heart beats true for
me. Hashtag, current time is about 11 minutes to too late. My Twitter and Facebook feeds have been on the fritz this past week. I'm getting all of Trump's demands for political retribution and investigation into the bugging of his campaign, but none of his comprehensive plan to stop the children from being slaughtered in school hallways and classrooms. Anybody else having a problem with their feeds?
Maybe.
Hashtag call tech support ASAP.
You're listening to SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
Speaking of, gun lovers need to calm down. Many of us are zealous supporters of the Second Amendment. In fact, many of us are very much looking forward to the smoking gun. Hashtag. Guy found a 3-foot corn snake in his cornflakes. Since they found a corn snake in the cornflakes, it is very important that you make sure your kids at all times stay away from Python Pops, Copperhead Crunch, and Boa Bran. Hashtag reptiles. They're not just for breakfast anymore.
Inside the snake.
Melania Trump had a procedure, was in the hospital for several days. Upon her return, Donald tweeted, "Great to have our incredible First Lady back home in the White House. Melanie is feeling and doing really well. Thank you for all your prayers and best wishes." Bet the farm he spelled her name correctly on the prenup. Hashtag Trump, spelled I-D-I-O-T.
Whatever comes, I'll love you just as I do now until I die.
On the Santa Fe High School, Texas shooting, Lieutenant Governor of Texas Dan Patrick says, "There are too many entrances and exits to the schools, and that's why the shootings are able to happen. Had there been one single entrance, possibly for every student, maybe he would have been stopped. And when there's a fire and 200 kids burned to death because there's only one door, Congress and the NRA will work night and day to find a way to ban fire." Donald, meanwhile, will announce a new line of signature Ivanka fire extinguishers. Hashtag available at YouIdiotsWillContinueToBuyAnythingISellYou.com.
The eyes of Texas are upon you. Del Gabriel blows his horn.
You're listening to SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
And alert the media.
From across the big water. Remarkable public turnout for the royal wedding. Cheering, praise, adoration, respect, appreciation, admiration. I haven't seen a crowd that excited and proud since the inauguration. Hashtag the prince drew bigger crowds than the emperor. England gets Harry and Meghan and William and Kate. We get Jared and Ivanka. Took them 242 years, but the British finally came out victorious. Hashtag revenge is a dish best served cold on fine English china. When my kids were little and we spent vacation time at my mother's house 600 miles away, pool, full cable, great eats all night and day, sleep in, stay up late, etc., there would inevitably come the time when we had to say goodbye and return to real life. More than once, either or both boys, then early elementary school age, would lament, "We want to live here." My stock response was, "I don't blame you. Me too." That anecdotal memory came back to me clear as a bell the morning I sat and watched how England conducted itself during the royal wedding and how those in power, be it elective or simply decorative, showed the world what class, dignity, and more fundamentally, inclusion look like, while helping America refresh its memory of what it was like to exhibit those qualities as well. Hashtag, a long time ago, in a republic far, far away.
This is SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
As I've told you before, in a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And on a lighter note, one more thing about that wedding. The coverage of Harry and Meghan's wedding noted that two of Harry's ex-girlfriends, Chelsea Davy and Cressida Bonas, were among the guests at St. George's Chapel and that he'd remained friendly with them after their relationships ended. But Vanity Fair reports that Harry also had a, quote, tearful phone call, unquote, with Davy during the week before the wedding. The story cited a source as saying it was their final call, a parting call in which they both acknowledged Harry was moving on. To his credit, Harry got through the entire ceremony without once saying, "I, Harry, take thee, Rachel." Hashtag, not to worry, Meghan. He'll be there for you. I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Till next time, be safe.
SEP.